Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes, R&B and gospel, and all of the above, and it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Life at Dust Live. I am your host, Eddie J. And, man, we are in the building. It is Monday. Every Monday we have what we call Hot After Dust Mondays, and that's where we talk about hot news, play your hot music, and we have hot interviews. And, of course, mixed in somewhere in between that, we talk about a little bit of a hot mess. So we have a lot on the table today as far as this is just coming on for this week on this week's shows. For today, on this today's show, we have my girl, Miss Capri, who's actually a model, and she's been doing a lot of great things. We're going to be chopping up with her as far as her career jump started and whatnot. Another thing, on Tuesday, every Tuesday we do TP3 Radio, and that's where lovely ladies at TP3 Radio host the show every Tuesdays, and they do a very great job at it. Definitely check them out. And then Wednesdays, that's Hump Day After Dusk. On Wednesdays, you can check out, this Wednesday we got model and author of Chanela Beretta. We'll have her on the show. And then on Thursday, we're concluded with our trending topic Thursday, in which this trending topic Thursday is going to be March Madness. So I invite y'all to talk about y'all brackets and all that good stuff, and let's see who gets the better bracket this year, because usually I'm pretty good my Final Four pick, so we're going to see what y'all got. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to some music. That's what we're doing here, too, play great music. We're going to start it off with Jay-Z, Show Me What You Got. So here we go, and we'll be right back on Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Ceddy J. It's Hot After Dusk Monday. Let's go.
This is state of emergency.
What you want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm back. Go get him, Judge.
Way up, 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 way up
shoulders and coldest. I just get better with time. I'm like Opus One, young, no two alike like a snowflake. Okay,
show me what you got, babe.
Words are slurring, engine purring. Mommy front, but I'm so determined. Shots up a throne, now she in the zone. I ain't talking about the 2-3. Mommy in the zone like the homie 2-3. Jordan and James, make no difference. You all ballin' the same. I am the Mike Jordan of recording. You might wanna pull back from recording. Right, it's not important for the boss to go for the hype of being brave. They may applaud him, but misery I will assure them. Oh, baby, just ignore them. Truth or dare, mommy, listen and learn. I gotta drop by the tip of the top. It's your turn.
Hey, hey, hey.
Almost some before we go into a little bit of hot mess for today. All right, this is it's one of the songs we played for a long time on the show. And this is one of the artists that's been supporting us for a while. This is Spinning. This is like one of my favorite songs, man. All right, this is Get to the Money, and then we'll be back and we'll have some hot mess, hot news for you when we come back.
Money on my mind all the time. Money on my mind all the time. Yeah. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Hey, hey. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Yeah. I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time. Nothing takes place. I treat my money like a hoe. I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend. You know what I'm saying, for. I like the sight of money. I like the smell of money. I like the way it sounds
when I'm stacking in my honey.
Yeah. I toss it everywhere. Money throwing all in the atmosphere.
Next,
up on the scene with my Gucci jeans on swole. Got some belts on swole to make your girl gonna blow. Every time she take a lick, I'm pulling tunas out. All in that VIP, ain't no telling what we doing now. It don't matter though, cause I ain't worried about your girl. I'm thinking about getting dope, making that money overflow. For sure, for sure.
This is G-Man.
It's Shot Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Steady J on Life After Dusk and the Dusk Spot. Make sure you check out his website on duskowls.ning.com. Become a member right now. All right, y'all. One.
Hey, what it do, man? This your homeboy, Six Figures, man, all the way from the West Coast, California. You understand that? And whenever I'm not in the studio, man, I'm sitting back chilling, man, listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA in the Dusk Spot. Steady J, I see you, man. Yay!
All right, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Life After Dusk live. Your boy, Steady J. We're back in the building, back in the building. All right, like I said, today's show is going to be pretty interesting because we're going to have my girl, the model, the great model, Entrepria, in the building. So we'll be chopping up with her here in a bit. So I definitely show some come through to show some love and whatnot. All right, so let's see. We got a lot of craziness on this week going on as far as Hot Mess. Now, of course, you know, I'm going to give y'all my little tease of what happened in the streets myself. And I'm just like tripping up. Some people, man, I just don't understand this, of how they go about doing things. Like, last week, there was a brutal war. Like, you know, brutal war at Whataburger. And, of course, for those of you that don't know, Whataburger is very famous in the South and whatnot, and they're open 24-7. You know, you can eat inside at 24-7. It's like basically cheap food. The food ain't really all that cheap. It's high. It's still high as heck, basically. And usually, a lot of times with the events and whatnot, people go there after like chill and whatnot and eat. And some people don't eat. They're just in there lounging, trying to holler at people or whatnot. Now, this time, I mean, I've seen a lot of people being loud there before, but I haven't seen this before. Apparently, people decided they wanted to go ahead and start, you know, getting into some scuffles and whatnot, and they all start this female. This dude, it always starts that way. It's feeling this dude, a gay going at it, and then, of course, you know, it gets into an ice battle. They throw an ice, they like jumping ice into each other and whatnot, and they cuffs and whatnot. And then there slaps her, and she's like trying to slap him. So they end up outside, and that, all of a sudden, it starts to fight. And then, of course, people start fighting, especially when the hood folks start fighting. And more stuff fighting, and then more stuff fighting, and more stuff fighting, and it just got crazy out there. Cops was pepper spraying people like crazy. They was arresting a lot of people. They came ready to go that night. And the weird thing is, see, there they usually have like some sheriff and stuff there, and I always feel so because I'm always asking myself, man, why we got this ton of black folks in here? We always see majority of the cops want to show up then, and apparently, it just got really crazy. So basically, no, it just got turned to a brutal war basically, and it was ridiculous. So that's basically what I got to share about that. If I go into some of the tea for the day as far as like celebrity news, my whole point is do we really have to have freaking fighting? The restaurant. I mean, it just really don't understand it. My other thing is, it always drives me nuts, is people feel they got to take their behinds and run outside and go, man, let me see what's going on out there, man. Like, they're spraying pepper spray everywhere. Why the hell are you going to be out there when they're spraying pepper spray? My behind saying the restaurant's better than my food. I don't give a damn about nobody fighting. Especially as being there, then that's high school type stuff. Like, let's go run and see who's fighting. Ooh, yeah, that's stupid. I keep my behind where I'm safe at. So that's basically what's going down there. That's my 2 cents on that. All right, so we'll go ahead and go. We got a call real quick before I go into a little bit of hot mess. Let's see. All right, we got a call from 513. You're on Life at the Dust Live, and your boy, Fetty J. It's hot.
Hey, it's Maxwell.
What's up, man?
Keeping it cool in the cesspool.
Man, that was definitely, man. you got any crazy stuff that you've seen basically this past week that you saw just pure craziness? Because, I mean, to see him fighting outside the restaurant was crazy.
I'm calling you from Orange, California. And they recently just opened up a 99 Center, which is a dollar store. And they had a grand opening for this place. And it was on the news and everything. Like, it's just a dollar store. It's nothing important. But I swear to God, I was in the store. I didn't know if I was in a dollar store or the Million Mexican March. There was so many people. And I thought it was like Black Friday. It was like Black Friday with Mexicans. That's what it was like. That's probably the craziest thing I've seen today. It's like people in line. It was like hundreds of people in a dollar store. I thought it was nuts. I thought it was great. I should have took a photo of it, man. It was that was the craziest. But you were talking about people fighting in the restaurant, you know?
Yeah,
it was late night places.
They weren't quite fighting, man. It kind of started in the restaurant, and it just kind of just... Yeah. Laid outside the restaurant. I mean, it started between two people, and we know how that goes, especially when people got their crews with them. They want to start fighting.
Yeah.
It went but outside.
Those late night
started receiving on the dude. That's crazy.
they need to stop soliciting the black people. I mean, who's going to pass up on 90 strips of bacon for a dollar? You know what I mean?
Because he's the crazy thing, man. That's why I don't understand. They have cops in it because they have a sheriff that's in there in Whataburger. It's in Whataburger and whatnot. And you want to complain and go, oh, man, what the fuck, leave that with me, man. But you are doing something to get their attention. And I've never quite understood. I always ask myself, why is there a sheriff in here? Nothing is popping off.
Yeah,
I really asked myself that day. I was before it all the escalating crap happened. And then all of a sudden, that stuff happened, and I was like, well, damn, I see why now. Because I've been going to see times, and I've never seen any reason why they need the security, the sheriff. It wasn't a security guard, it was a sheriff. So it was ridiculous. And it ended up five SUVs out there. They were ready to take some people to jail that night.
Funny. I remember back home, back in Cincinnati, there was a shootout inside of IHOP, an actual shootout in IHOP. And it was on news and it was on everything. And I didn't know breakfast was that important. I mean, I know breakfast is the most important, but it's not worth getting shot in the ass for. I'm sorry, you know. I'm not getting a flesh wound for, you know, pancakes and bacon any day. You know, that's a story to tell your children.
It is. They threw some eggs, some sausage on the side. And all that extra stuff. I don't know.
Imagine being a grandfather and telling your grandchildren that story. Like, Grandpa, I heard you were in the war. I was in the IHOP war, and I was walking to the bathroom, and I got shot in the ass after having my second cup of coffee.
That's how it was crazy. The thing I say why this is one of my hot mess moments for the week, why it's not necessarily just the fight. It's the fact that people feel that every time there's a fight, they gotta go, ooh, let me go see. Now, there's people outside spraying pepper spray. Why do you want to be where they're spraying pepper spray? I don't understand.
I know, well, people are so damn high school when it comes to that type of stuff. I'm like, why do you want to engage in this type of behavior? And disassociate myself and separate myself as far away from the human misbehavior as possible. That's why people that live in the ghetto, that stay in the ghetto and get surprised by the mentality there.
I never saw it. I go, it's like, you never know, like, it's different days you go to that same restaurant, it can be a very quiet day, and then it can just, and then I've never seen it like that. Like, I've seen people who know, maybe we talk, talk of elevation in their voice a little bit, but not like it was disturbing. I've never seen it being disturbing. That was the first time I was like, what the hell, if I go outside of this restaurant, I'm going to. And it was crazy. I told the people that was working, I was like, are y'all getting paid? Because they were going outside yelling. You know, they're one of those people that yell out numbers for your order. And they get number 45. Why are you going outside yelling number 45? And so I'm like, yeah, they don't pay you enough to go outside and go give out orders in a freaking fight. Had the people that was fighting, we had orders being called.
Well, there's this website. You've probably gone on it. WorldStarHipHop.com, right? And
yes, know the owner very well.
It seemed like at least once a month or twice a month, there's a video of a fight at one of those late night restaurants. I saw one where it was a Halloween special. Like, it was I guess it was Halloween, and all these kids in costumes were like turning over tables and throwing food. And the whole time, I'm like, damn. I feel sorry because the busboy is going to have to clean up all this stuff after all these motherfuckers, you know, so.
Yeah, it wasn't like a waitress type. It was a fast food joint. At that, like, take your breath. Oh, my God. It just drove me for real. Like, it's like everything. I went there. It was peace the other day I went again. It was like you keep asking yourself, what happened the other day? Because I've never seen that happen. And you're just like, so now every time I go there, I'm paranoid. I'm like, oh, my God, somebody might be outside, be ready to fight each other over a double patty or something stupid. But, yeah, wasting ice. Right. I mean, just put the people in the world that can be drinking that. Oh, man, I just don't understand.
You know, you had a bad restaurant where they offer salt and pepper spray. So,
right. I'm sitting here. What the heck, man? Oh, man. Okay, so let's see. This is as far as celebrity stuff, man. Let's see what we got this week.
I always
try to get the celebrity stuff, but it just depends. If it's just that crazy, we got to see so much in my own two eyes. I don't even get the celebrity stuff. Now, okay, this is a trip thing here. This is a really, this is like interesting news. Really, this isn't bad news. Apparently, there's going to be interactive hip hop trading cards coming up. It's going to have the cards going to have like Biggie and Pac on it and stuff. And they're actually, May 1st, they're debuting them at Walmart, Target, Hot Topic, Toys R Us, and whatnot. Now, I'm sitting here thinking, like, God dang, so now they're doing, like, Pokemon with hip-hop now? I'm really, like, sitting here trying to figure it all out. Like, is it hip-hop? I mean, I already said that. I say hip-hop is a culture that just takes over everything, but I didn't think that trading cards was quite it.
I'll give you Grandmaster Flash and African Bambaataa for your Tupac.
Yeah, all right, bam. Like, so what trumps what? Like, you playing and you sit playing. You're like, all right, man, we're going to play this game right now. Like, yeah, who trumps who? That's what I want to know. There's a Biggie's card and whatnot. They're, I mean, I have to say they are kind of nice. I ain't gonna go in and say they ain't nice. Because I look at it, it's like, and then it's like, of course, it's that QRS code or whatnot. You can scan it, and it takes you to, like, special content or whatnot. So that's me. That's crazy. Well, okay, so you said
they're
going to
have a
video message from each artist or whatnot.
They're going to have, a holographic Wu-Tang Clan special card.
I know what I'm saying. Like, what the heck?
How many rappers are there?
I'm like,
so confused.
So, yeah,
I don't know. I think the Ice-T card is going to probably beat everybody. So, Ice-T is the only dude to reinvent himself, and he's about 55 years old. He went from making a song about called Cop Killer to being a cop on SUV, Law and Order.
Yeah, that sort of throws me off. Well, you know, I mean, it was funny. Right around that time, he's making all that, those songs like that. He was actually on New Jack City, which he played a cop. So that's what I'm not understanding. SVU is not as bad as something that was right around the time that he was saying that stuff, which was New Jack City. That's what throws me off. I'm like, okay, so
that movie has some of the best one-liners ever, by the way.
What's up?
I said that movie has some of the best one-liners ever
I said that all day long. You know, and it's funny. I was watching, I think it was Key and Peele. It was kind of funny. He was saying, like, movies that black people should have seen. And he was like, it was like five movies that black people should have seen, and it was like all one letter words, one word titles. Like he said, black people should see The Wiz, Juice, Roots. I got a couple of two other ones. I can't think of them, but those are three I remember. And it's crazy because it's always, I overreact too when I find out it's like a black person who hasn't seen none of those. Like, my mom, she still is one of those people who hasn't seen New Jack City. I'm like, you haven't seen this movie? This came on BET and whatever TV. How many times?
My favorite part of New Jack City is at the very beginning where Chris Rock is on that bike and he goes down about 1,000 steps on the bike. And he doesn't fall out once.
Yeah, that movie was just completely, it's definitely classic. It means a lot of stuff, and you said a lot of one-liners all day long you can throw out there. I'm going to call that out all the time.
New Jack City is like Purple Rain. It's so bad that it's so good. Like, it's classic because it's just...
let's keep it real. Like you said, so let's keep it real. Like, Purple Rain is kind of low key bad. It's kind of like the acting is so bad. But you can't wait to see them perform the song. It's like, okay, they get ready to perform. But then you go, dang, and the acting is back. It's like, oh, man, now they're acting again. that was one of the most horribly acting movies I've seen. Well, there's a lot of other ones, but that's not it.
I'm just such a big Morris Day and the Time fan. Like, those dudes can't do no wrong in my eyes. because he's so cool.
I mean, everybody, they kind of played the bad guy kind of in the movie, but to me,
yeah.
I don't know. In my opinion, some people might come after me that might be Prince that's really, really, really big. I'm a Prince. I like Prince, too, but it's people that's really, really big Prince fans that come after me for saying this. I feel like Morris Day had the better songs on the movie. That's just my personal opinion.
You're right. I think they kind of complimented each other because he was Morris Day were about getting the party started. And Prince's songs were about getting the emotions out of you. So
I will have you. I know it was like.
Yep.
All right, we're gonna go to a quick, very quick music break, and then we'll be back. We'll actually have my guest on here for today, the beautiful Miss Capria. We're gonna talk to her, and we're talking to her about a lot of accomplishments she's done already, and heck, as well as we'll come up with some more hot mess for y'all later on in the show too. So y'all stay tuned, and we'll be back on Life After Dusk Live for your boy Teddy J. Let's see, what am I feeling right now? All right, let me put my thinking music on while I look. While I narrow down which one of these I want to play. All right, we'll play Anchors versus Propellers with my boy Alante. Here we go. We'll be right back.
To B and J, I usually take that to the face as I try to cover the stains in my life of yesterday. I can't outrun my past, so we jogging every day. And I try to get ahead when the devil takes a break, but he must be clocking double shifts, hanging out with the friends I'm with. Hey, talk to chill, dude, come on, man, all of it, or at least swallow it. Mind in the hollow pit, won't remember none of this, cause in the morning I'll be sober and more than likely hungover. And I'm not trying to deal with you everyday jokers, lazy ass owners with no dreams, looking for more. Green. Probably what's most to drop, but I'm on my own team. Probably what's most to drop, but I'm on my own team. Probably what's most to drop, but I'm on my own team. The world. All I wanted was to fit in and find a special girl. Benefit up on my image, so I'ma show the world that I'm headed to the top where I'm meant to be. Here we go. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like it's just me and you, ain't the truth. Nothing in between us, so we always felt like winners do. Don't mind the haters, they might sub-zero finish you. Drop you up in pieces and serve you up to the fishes, dude. It ain't about the dough, it's all about who has control in a supernatural world. Look out for them demons, though. So when you feeling down or tip me up, I got you broken. The fake niggas you hit with had your ass in the ground quick. Now your whole life, they swallowed it. All because you didn't have the proper steps to follow in. You should really take the advice from this Chicago win. Cause I've been through a lot on my journey to the top. Till I'm home again. Yeah, I told my mama I wouldn't give in to the pressures of the world. All I wanted was to fit in and find that special girl. But instead I found my image, so I'ma show the world that I'm headed to the top where I'm meant to be. Yeah. Keep it up.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life of Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J. That was Alante's Anchors versus Propellers. And we're back in the building. We've already had my girl Capri come into the show here in a bit. So hold on to you to just 1 second. Hold on. All right. And remember, if you miss any parts of the show, you can always check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SEDDY J. That's CEDDY, the letter J. And you guys look on iTunes, type it, search Life at the Dust Live, and you can see all the shows on there, as well as go to dustspot.com and go click on the Life at the Dust tab. It'll let you listen to the show from there. So lots of different ways you can tune into the show and whatnot. All right. And shout out to my boy Keen Roswell in the building, who actually has his own website, which is blackconvo.com. So blackconvo.com, check it out. And they have a lot of great stuff. They talk about a lot of different topics, you know, some very controversial topics and some, you know, very lighthearted topics. So definitely check it out. Definitely something if you're trying to really engage in somewhere where you can feel free to share your opinion. That's somewhere I definitely recommend going to. So, and definitely I'm glad to have him as one of the affiliate websites for the Dust Spot. That's definitely great love. All right, let's see. Okay. Let's see. It's Monday. So that means 2 days from now, of course, every Wednesday, we actually have our blog. We have our great, great newsletter that we do every week on Dust Spot, and we have a lot of great stuff coming out of that. Definitely check it out because it's definitely something that supports a lot of stuff. It's one of the few newsletters that actually showcases what's going on with the community that it's for. Like, a lot of people usually don't do that. Like, that's when we're very big on doing. The members take their time out of the day to put a lot of great content out there. We're going to have it to where we support them and find other ways to support promote their stuff. And that's what all of our sites are all about. So definitely check them out. That's what Dust Spot is about. That's what Life at the Dust is about, supporting others that take the time out to support us. So that's how we do it. All right, and we see my girl Capri. Try that number one more good time. All right. Let's see. It should be down here now. Let's see. All right. What's going on? Okay, we'll go to a quick song real quick while we figure out what's going on. All right, here we go. This is Mary Mary. I'm walking.
Bye.
All right, welcome back to Life as Does Live. Your boy, Sadie J, that was Mary Walking. And that song seemed a lot quicker than it really did. It was like, usually it seemed a little bit longer, so what the heck? All right, we're back in the building. And, of course, we got my girl, Capria, in the building. What's up?
Hi. How
Hello.
Are you?
Welcome to Life as Does Live.
Hi. How are you guys?
You know, we got a lot to chop up with you, a whole lot. You know, definitely, first off, you know, want to thank you for coming through the show, you know, just being a part of the movement.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on the show also, you know.
Well, definitely. So, you know, right off the bat, let's go into, I want to get into the background about you, like, why did you decide to become a model?
You know, it's been my dream since I was little, you know, so it's pretty much, at first it was a dream, and now it's a passion, and it's a goal, you know, I have to achieve it, so.
Definitely, and that's kind of hard to fight, not going across to your dreams. Some people fight their dreams, but that's what keeps you alive, you know, trying to accomplish it each day, so I definitely got to pick you up for that. How did you actually get started into actually modeling? Like, you know, you said you wanted to become it, you dreamed it, and then you started doing it. Like, what was your start? How did you start modeling?
My motivation actually, you know, at first I just really wanted to model, and then the motivation for me to actually really want to get up and do it was I went to this modeling school. It was called John Casablanca. I don't know if you heard of them. But, you know,
I heard a lot of them lately.
Well, you know, it's just actually a modeling school. You know, they pretty much teach you things, you know. But I went there for about 2 months, and, you know, they started asking for all this money. You know, you had to pay $3,500 for books, you know, a bunch of stuff, you know, you had to pay money for. Like, every time you turned around, they wanted you to pay money. So I went there for 3 months. You know, my mom was paying for me at the time I was 15. And, you know, she was paying. You know, I told her, you know, something doesn't seem right. Why are we giving them all of our money? You know, after my mom paid $3,500, I just told her, you know, I can find another way. Well, you know, a few months went by, and I wasn't doing nothing. I was trying to figure out how, you know, everything worked. And then I wound up meeting the guy that's my manager now, you know, at a puppet show. His name is Tony Horn. And we started talking, and I wound up starting to get into the field with him. Like, I could explain to him what I was trying to do, and I wound up setting up an internet site. This modeling site, and I put my pictures on there, and then local photographers just started booking me out of nowhere. You know, they wanted to shoot, and I was like, oh, this is great, you know. But I guess, like, really me meeting Tony Horn is the reason why, you know, I've got so much more successful than what I was. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. I definitely feel what you're saying. I'm definitely, you know, a lot of, you said something, you touched on something I definitely wanted to kind of go back to. You were saying, like, you had to take out all this money. And I always say to people all the time, you know, a lot of people they say this phrase all the time. In order to be successful in this business, you got to spend money in order to make money. Yeah, mm-hmm. I always tell you, but there's another part of that phrase they never tell you, which is not only do you mean don't just spend money smart and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So you did the right thing. I mean, personally, you know, after a while,
that's basically what
schools are made for, spending money at the dollar, at the dollar, at the dollar. And it gets crazy after a while.
But, you know, see, with the schools, they don't really teach you anything. And they wind up getting you, you do like a photo shoot, and it's like with crappy photographers. Like, I don't mean to put anyone down, but that's the truth. Like, I did a job, and, you know, everyone in the room basically went to modeling school, and they were still in modeling school, and they had no clue about anything else but what they were taught in modeling school. You know, they only worked they didn't even really work for no one. They didn't get paid for anything they did. You know, like, they were just students, like, that was it. Like, you paid and you didn't get nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I definitely feel. And, I mean, and I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that you, that someone like you is on the show to let people know that that's not always a lane to go, is to go into modeling school to become a model. So I'm very glad that you brought that up, because a lot of people always think that's always the answer. It's not always the answer. She's letting you know that right now.
Yeah.
All right, so, like when you're getting ready to go into, like, you're getting ready to go into your shoots or whatnot, or getting ready to hit the runway, because, I mean, you hit the runway quite a bit just looking at some of the stuff you've done. Like, how do you get your mindset to get ready to do a project?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Like, as far as, like, before you're getting ready to go to your shoots, or you're getting ready to hit the runway, how do you prepare your mind in order to succeed in those projects?
As far as runway goes, you know, you always know in advance. So a week before the show, how I prepare myself is pretty much, you know, for one whole week before the show, I practice my walk for 3 hours each day until the show, you know, because I don't want to go out and fall on the runway. And, you know, as far as, like, to go out, like, pretty much I clear my mind and just know what I'm supposed to be doing. I pretty much stay focused. You know, some people have, like, the little mean face. Like, I guess it depends on what you're wearing, really. But, like, if it's where you have to make a straight face, like, I try to just think of something that's just not normal, I guess. Like, I don't know really how to explain it. Like, I just have a certain I think about certain things, you know, to where I'm not able to smile. And then when it's time for me to smile, you know, I think about something I did last week that was so hilarious.
Definitely. I mean, and so, like, as far as, like, won't you, I know this is going to be a question I'm going to throw out of nowhere at you. Actually, like, what would you say is probably your favorite runway show that you've done so far?
Let me see. I've done a lot of runway shows, and I did a runway show in D.C. It was called The Flaunt. I did that a year or so ago, and, you know, I absolutely loved it because it was so many people there. Like, the people made me so excited just to walk on the runway. You know, it was like a really big thing. Everyone was there. I had really big hair, and I just loved the outfit. Like, the outfit I had on was very weird, but I loved it, you know, because I could wear it there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it was so fun.
Definitely. I definitely, that's what it's all about, having fun and whatnot. And that leads me into the next point, which, I mean, for longest, I've been reading these magazines since I was little and whatnot, and it's crazy. You know, I've never really talked to anyone I knew who personally was in this, but it's crazy. Like, one of the things that you were featured in was back in 2010, you were featured in Jet Magazine as one of their Jet Beauties of the Week. So, like, how was that opportunity? Because, I mean, that's, like, crazy to just be talking to someone who was that honor. That's crazy to me.
I was, when I found out that I was going to be featured in it, and also I won a contest for being in Jet Beauty of the Week, I was very excited, you know, because the first lady was on the cover of the magazine, you know, and it was just awesome, you know. I was thinking, you know, now my modeling is really going to pay off, you know. I was just so excited, and, you know, after Jet Magazine, like, I started getting a lot of work just from being in Jet Magazine, you know. Like, I was booked every day, and I had people sending me stuff telling me how beautiful I looked, and I wound up actually sending out a card for a little boy that was sick, and it was so sweet because the boy was only 10 years old, and I was just so excited, you know, and so happy that people, like, really like me, you know. So it was very exciting.
I'm kind of excited by it. And I was like, I looked and I was like, she was in what? I remember I looked at the picture, and I looked at what was in the picture, and I was like, is that Jet? So it was crazy. Like, And I mean, a lot of people, you probably, like you say you're not getting a lot of jobs. It's probably because, I mean, in my opinion, that's one of the pinnacles of the black community as far as the magazine world. Jet's been in the game for a long time and giving black people a really good name. So, you know, that definitely why you have so much respect for someone to be able to be in that magazine like that. You know, people do definitely deserve to give you some respect.
Yeah. Well, when I actually got in it, I was actually really excited because I once had a photographer tell me about 2 years ago that I'm never going to be in a magazine, I'm never going to do anything because I don't have blue eyes and blonde hair. And, you know, that really got to me. And then when I made the magazine, like, I showed him and I told him, look, I did something, you know.
Repeat that again. He said you weren't going to be in a magazine because of what?
Well, a photographer 2 years ago told me that I couldn't be in any magazines because I didn't have blue eyes and blonde hair. You know, like, it's some racism still going on, and, you know, it's really touching.
And, I mean, and it's just sad being still to this day. You know, I've watched even myself that, you know, I've been glad to, like, break down the barriers because, you know, now we have so many different races of models in the group. For long as everybody is, or like when they look at the website, they think it's just a black site. I never said that one time. This thing, I never said this is a hip hop show either, but we talk about, of course, we talk about hip hop and other genres as well, too. A little bit of everything, but the end of the day, because I am what? Of course, a lot of times some things that may come out might be more relatable to black people because I am black. So you have to understand that. It's craziness. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm glad you proved a person wrong. There's nothing better than to make people feel, you know, realize that you can't put a label on everything in the industry.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's leading to, you know, basically, like, what would you say is probably, like, the most embarrassing thing that so far has happened to you in your career?
Wow. Some pretty embarrassing things. I think the most embarrassing for me was I was doing a runway show and I almost fell, but it was so embarrassing because I thought people noticed. They really didn't notice. Like, I kind of played it off, you know, because I was walking down the runway and suddenly I slipped, but I just made it look like I was still walking. I think that's about it, you know. I had other embarrassing moments, but I think that was the most embarrassing.
All right. So I had to beat my mic for a bit because I was over here low-key laughing. But, okay. All right, so, like, as far as, like, one of the things that people don't know really know about you, like, what would you say, what's that, like, that big thing that most people did not know about Capria?
I think most people, a lot of people that I worked with and just a lot of people that know me in general, I think that they don't know that I have a serious side, you know, because normally, you know, I'm always so playful and cheerful and, you know, like, I like to joke a lot, and a lot of people don't know that I have a serious side, you know, so I think that's about it.
Yeah, I know how you feel because I'm like that too, everybody thinks so. Like, it's weird. It depends on what point of time people meet me at. They think I'm one thing more than the other. Like, a lot of people, they think, oh, you're so nice. But I can be tough. I can be tough when I want to. And I'm tough at the right times. You don't have to always be tough, though. So, hey, that's all. I mean, at the end of the day, like you say, you're always cheerful. That's a good thing. We don't have to always, in order to be taken seriously, we don't have to always walk around looking mad at the world every 5 minutes.
I have met a lot of people, you know, as far as in the modeling, and I don't know what got into these people, but, you know, I had this makeup artist that I worked with, and, you know, she was always so tight and so, she wasn't relaxed. You know, she had, like, not an attitude, but she took everything a little too serious, you know. So, you know, I told her one day, I'm like, you know, what's wrong? You know, you're always so serious. You never laugh about anything. And, you know, I worked with her. I stopped working with her for a few months, and then I just recently worked with her. And, you know, she made my day because she was just laughing and joking. You know, she wasn't so tight. And she told me, she was like, do you remember what you told me? And I felt as though, like, I made her unloose enough. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, and that's at the end of the day, like, I think, you know, a lot of times this is what people think. They think because if you're nice and you're having a good time and whatnot and people see that, they think that that's a sign of weakness. So that's why they, like, if they feel that a lot of people take advantage of people who show that kind of those kind of qualities in the industry. And then they just got to have, if you got tough, just have tough skin. That's how you got to do it. Have tough skin, but you can be happy. So in the day, people, like she's saying, there's no need to walk around like you got a thumb sucker you're behind all day.
Yeah.
As far as like some of the projects you got coming up for the next couple of months and the rest of the year, what can we expect from Capria?
Well, I have a lot of traveling to do, and I'm very excited because I've never been to Kentucky or any of the other places I'm on my way to. Most importantly, I'm going to be starting my own calendars for 2013. It's going to be, you know, real nice calendars, sexy. They're just going to be for 2013. I'm already getting them started. I'm selling those for $20, but if anyone orders their calendar early, you know, the 10% discount, but it's going to be very nice. For the most part, you know, I have a lot of stuff coming up. Like, I'm so excited about it because I get to travel. Like, I'm traveling to places I've never been, and it's going to be so exciting.
So as far as, like, people that want to catch up and find out some other stuff about you, what's the website that everyone can check out all your stuff at?
They can check out my website at www.capriamodel.com, and that's Caprea model. And that has, like, all my work on there. So, or, you know, Facebook, of course, Capriya Wingate, Facebook.
All right, most definitely. And once again, I just want to definitely say I thank you for coming to the show. And, you know, definitely your family. So anytime you need us, just let us know. We got your back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.